Mishnah Bedaf Pei Zayin Pei Ches or Pei Zayin on the base. A Mishnah Medaberet Al Shire Mixas Get Adam Katav Chelek Mehaget Bekasvo Bedaf Hasheni. Katav it's a Bedaf Shire Mixas Get Bekasvo Bedaf Hasheni. Kamuvan Ha Deaga Worry Shal Hagimarahi. Shulai lo midu bar beget echad b'shnei amudim el b'shnei gitim af al pi sheyesh rak zman echad v'chatima achat ulai hadam asa shut up my watch ulai hadam asa nituach maze nituach b'ivrit surgery ken haya be'etzem shnei gitim o shnei adapim memet anachnu roim get echad im shnei amudim עם חתימה ועם זמן. אז אצלנו זה נראה כי גט פשוט, גט רגיל. Really what happened, we all know Shmuel Pearl, he's a sneaky guy. What he really did is, there were two getting Shmuel's get, whatever, not Shmuel, some other guy named Shmuel, two getting written, let's say they were written like this. Somehow the zman was written here, and the chasima was written here, and here this man, here they had filler, like a nice little pia, they asked up Abi Shmidman for a pia, and they gave the score of the Giants game or something. And here was this man, and here was the chasima. And basically, there were all sorts of tonight, and they did also, well, I'll divorce you if I make money on the stock market, and he changed his mind. And then the guy basically doctored the get. And he erased this man, and he erased this, the two given. Get A and get B, two separate gizim, just on the same piece of paper that they were cut somehow. And then what happened was, the guy A said, I want to redo my get, and eliminate the tanai, so he crossed out the tanai, and crossed out this man, and cut out the chasima, made it look like one get without a tanai. So how can we ever be sure that a get written on two columns is really one get? Maybe it's two getting with doctored and forged elements to it. That's the shale of the Gemara, Velechush, Dilma, Hani, Pei, Zayinim, and Beis, Trey Gitti, Havi, Visramiles, Man, De Kama, Ve'edim, De Basra. He kept this man of the first one on the right, and the Edim of the left, and he eliminated everything in between, Begazie, Lisman, De Basra, Ve'edim, De Kama. And he crossed out this man of the left get, and he crossed out the Edim of the right get, and he doctored up again. Sarabava quotes Rav, Shishesh Revach Milamata. There's some space down on the right here, which indicates that there was no cutout. And the Gemara continues to prove that there was no doctoring. It's all very technical. How to prove whether there was or wasn't a doctoring, and hence a forgery of this get. Tosfos raises a question. It's a question which is implicit based on a Rashi and Sota. And to understand that, we need a little bit of background. HaGemara begin. Get to the Gemara and Gittin, Afchaf in the base. The Gemara Begittin, well, you know, let's start with Sota. A Gemara Besota, Yud Zayin on the base. Remember, part of the ceremony of a Sota is writing the text from Nusso and erasing it. So how do you write the text? Can you write it on multiple columns? Gemara Sota says, Daf Yud Zayin, Kasva, Yud Chasam and Aleph, Kasva al Shnei Dapim Psula. You write it on two Dapim. Sefer Echad Amar Rahmana, Veloshnaim Vishlosha Svarim. Torah describes Megillah Sota with the word Sefer, Basefer, and therefore has to be on one Daf. Havana Pshuta, Shemaza Shnei Dapim, Mapsul Shal Shnei Dapim, Eitan? Shnei ne'erot, shtei chatichot, shtei yiriot. Aval imu kotev al shnei amudim, two columns bedaf echad, ze kasher. Aval mi cholek, mi kotev she hapsul shel shnei dapim zafilu b'shnei amudim? Rashi. Rashi selti yitchesim and aleph al shnei dapim, ke dapim shel sefer tarah hasuyim amudim. Rashi metayret hapsul shel shnei dapim b'ksivas megillah sota, shekotev shnei amudim, two columns, even if it's all one piece of paper. Kedapim shel sefer Torah hasuyim amudim. Okay, it's an interesting Rashi, as far as Megillah Sota is concerned. Similar pattern seems to emerge from the Gemara Menachos, where Menachos talks about writing on a
writing the parsha of Kriya Shema in a way that can be put on two sipim, or two different posts, which we would think two different pieces of paper. But and that's only possible in two pieces of paper. Avol Rashi ben Menachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, Dibra Maschil, Ruya L'Shnei Sipim, Sheiniach Givil Chalak ben Daf L'Daf. Sounds like it's separate columns. Mele Lefi Rashi, Mashma Sheyesh Psul, ben Megillah Sota, V'yesh Psul ben Mezuzah, Im HaParsha Nichtevet Al Shnei Amudim, Lo Rak Al Shtei Chatichot V'Shtei Yiriot, V'Apsul ben Mesecha Sota Nikra Sefer Echad Amar Rachmana.
The low base again will start. Okay. They're setting up a chemistry lab next door.
See where you can prove chemically whether he doctored the gut or not. Okay. The Firashi Apsol Shol Sefer Echad V'lo Beis V'Gimel Sfarim B'Soto Zegam Mishnei Amudim. HaGemara B'Gittin, having taken this as a background, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Beis applies the same psul apparently that exists by Sota to Gittin. Just like the Gemara says, Sefer Echad Amar Rachmana V'lo Beis V'Gimel Svarim by Zelta, on Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara in Gittin, Chaf Amud Beis, talks about a get. Say a person wants to give the woman the get and the parchment upon which the letters are written, but the intervening parchment upon which there are no letters written, he wants to keep for himself. Harei ze gitech v'niyar shali. As a Meritah Gemara, is it kosher or not? Teku? She'ol ta'gemara v'tepuklei de'sefer echad am rachmana v'lo shnayim v'shlosh esvarim. If I don't give you the parchment in between lines, and I'm essentially giving you these little strips of paper, because I'm not giving you the paper that connects the lines. So Gemara says, no, don't worry. Lo tzricha de'mu'ura. There are letters that cross over from one line to another, and therefore that parchment, essentially, you'd have a cutout. I'm not just giving you strips of paper, a strip here and a strip here, but since there are letters that connect the strips, so you get that intervening parchment, and there's a connection between the strips. So it's not separate strips. HaGemara merit sheyesh psul sefer echad v'lo beis v'gimel svarim dam megitin. Lefi Rashi, kvar ra'inu b'mesecha sota, shapsul shol beis v'gimel svarim, ze lo rak b'shtei chatichos, ala gam b'shnei amudim. Az l'chara lefi Rashi, get hanichtav al shnei amudim, tzich liot pasul, midin, Sefer Echad Amar Rachmana V'lo Beis V'Gimel Svarim. Ze neged HaMishneh Shelanu. HaMishneh Shelanu Mashma She'ekroni Get Katuv Al Shnei Amudim Kasher Kol HaBayaze HaDeaga Shel Ziv. Say it in English. From Rashi and Sota, it sounds like two different columns. There's a psul of Sefer Echad V'lo Beis V'Gimel Svarim. The Gemara applies that psul to Gittin. So presumably, according to Rashi, a get written on two Amudim should be puzzled. Mishnah and Pezayinam and Beis, it's mashma that a get written on two amudim is kasher, assuming you can ascertain that it was only one get written by one person rather than a concocted get of two get. Zot akushya shetasvot besota mala. Zot akushya shetasvot gam begitin mala. Before I ask you your question, though, let's just read Tosfos in Gittin because I forgot to give it to you, and it's in Gittin, and we'll come back to it because we're going to learn this Gemara again. I want to get to the second parak. But let's just read the question in Tosfos in Gittin. It's also the same question in Tosfos in Sota. Tosfos says, V'im tomar, gitin chaf amud beis, dibra maschil sefer. It's a very easy Tosfos to read. Hechi machshirim b'perek basra, shayir mitzvah saget, v'kasvu b'daf hasheni, havalei lemifsal, b'shnei dapim, two different amudim, mishim sefer echad amrachmana, v'lo shnayim v'shlosh esvarim, ki damrinan perek beis desota, kasvu b'shnei dapim sula, sefer echad amrachmana v'lo. Because of this question, the Ri argues with Rashi. It's quoted by Tosfos in Gittin. It's quoted by Tosfos and Sota. V'omer ri, d'shnei dapim d'sota, ari b'shtei chatichos. When the Gemara in Sota apostles, Megillah Sota, on shnei dapim, it doesn't mean two columns, it means two pieces of paper. Namely, the Ri interpreted Sota based on the pressure coming from Gittin Pezayin. There's no way that the Gemara in Sota can puzzle a Megillah Sota written on one page in two columns, because the Gemara in Gittin, Machshir is a get, written on one page in two columns. And get is equivalent to Sota, They both have the same soul of Sefer Echad Amar Rachman of Lo Beis V'Gimel Svarim. And if a get written on two columns is kasher, get in Pezayin, then Megillah Sota written on two columns is kasher. Therefore, he reinterprets the Gemara. I wouldn't say reinterprets, not like it's so simple what Rashi is saying, but he interprets, he shades his interpretation of get in Pezayin, that he only still has two pieces of paper. Again, you have to reach us globally. You can't just read one Gemara. The only way to understand, says the Re, Sota, Daf Yud Zayin, is to stream it through the filter of Gittin Pei Zayin. Because Gittin Pei Zayin clearly is Machshir, get written unto Amudim. If so, then a Sota unto Amudim should be Kasher, and the only Psal could be two pieces of paper, Shnei Dapim. Noam?
The only reason we're bringing the Gemara up on that is just to show that Gittin has Shayat for Psal of Sefer.
Yes, correct.
There's nothing about Mu'urim, it's not relevant.
We're going to talk about Mu'urim a lot, but right now we don't need it. But right now I just have to prove to you again. Part of my, I would say, frustration, part of what makes this learning so hard is that every single line in the ninth parak is essentially a whole psukia in the second parak. So, so to speak, learning the ninth parak for the second parak is better if you're a Shana Hay guy, is a little harder if you're a Shana Aleph guy. So, whatever, that's why we're moving a little bit quicker through. Okay, it's better, Noam, to reference this Gemara and that Pezayin after you already know Chaf and you've talked about it extensively. Okay, fine. Question is, how can we answer Rashi? After all, according to Rashi, how could you say that Megillah Sota is puzzled into Amudim, he says in Mefurash, yet it's clear that again, it's kasher into Amudim, Pezayin. Shire mixes again, it's kasher if you can ascertain that it wasn't doctor. So which Tosus tries to resolve Rashi? Not Tosus in Sota, not Tosus in Gittin, make it really easy for you.
No.
Tosus in Menachos. Tosus in Menachos tries to give a chilek, tries to get a little Yiddish action going, tries to farenfer. Anyone know what farenfer is? You guys a little language to answer for enfer. Okay, I'll give you some 20 words you need to know in Yiddish. Just talk to your cousins in Lakewood. Or, you know, it's a great, such an interesting experience, really fascinating. I went to Lakewood on Sunday to learn because I had a layover. I had given shir in Princeton in the morning. Some of the boys were doing Baruch Hashem very nicely. And then I went at a wedding in Lakewood, and it's right nearby. So I went to learn. So first of all, it's just amazing to see, I think I came during Bein Hasdarim, so it was a little bit empty when I came. But then I left, and everyone was streaming in for afternoon, say at 3:30 or 4 or something. I mean, like, hundreds of people milling around. It's just a really beautiful scene, seeing the Beis Medrash. But talk about a very intriguing sociological scene. I parked my car, and when I got people saying, you're not going to find parking, I drove up there. It was like a little lot there, not a private lot, public lot. I just put my car like in the middle there. And I went to learn. And I came out about an hour and a half later, and my car was literally fenced in by maybe 3 or 4 cars, like they were parked and stacked. And here I am, I'm a Sada Kiddushin at a wedding, I'm an hour away. And there were literally thousands of cars in this huge, huge lot. How am I going to find it? And there were 4 Batei Medrash. Like the chances of me finding the person who blocked in my car were nil, zero. Here I am, the wedding's going to be canceled because I can't get there. Anyway, so I walk over to the first guy who's on the phone. I said, I really, really need your help. He says, I can't help, I'm really dealing with something. I said, just quickly, my car's fenced. And he says, oh, that's simple. He says, the minute is everyone leaves their key in the car. And you just move the cars. And then, like, please don't tell the car thieves. Like, there are hundreds of cars with keys, literally, keys in the car. So I just got to this car, moved it, got to the next car, moved it. It was just an amazing scene. And so first of all, I was very grateful that I hadn't blocked anyone in, that I got there first, because I didn't leave my key in the car. So like, I had someone gotten inconvenienced because of me. Like, I just didn't know the minute I walk in was to leave your key in the car. But don't try this in L.A., right? You don't try this on Pico Boulevard, leaving your key in the car. But it is like an amazing, like very, very Hamish to say, yeah, I'll leave the key in the car. So I was driving around trying to find parking spaces. Anyway, so you have to know how to speak Torah over in Lakewood also. So you can say, Ma Chakira Ve'echle, how do you for enfer this Rashi? So what does Tosas and Menachos say? What's the chelek? What's the language in Tosas and Menachos? Ma Lashon? Menachos? Anyone? Laman Gimel? Now you like this page? Everyone likes pages and pictures on it? Laman Gimel, Laman Aleph, what does Tosas say? What's the word? Yes.
Is
it as a chelik shel Tosfos, Zaitzel, Megillah Sota, Ma'alashan, Shlemi? Ma'alashan Parshas Naso? Tezachet HaPasuk? so I don't. No, that's because of a Sefer Krisos. Anyone have a Tanakh with them? Or look up the Pasuk? Ma Lashon Shal Sefer B'Megillah Sota. Kasev is Allah Se'ela? Pasefer. So you write these condemning words about the potential about the woman, Basefer. And what's the Lashon in Gittin? Sefer Krisos. So that's Tosa's hint in defending Rashi that Gittin does not equal Sota. That even though Gittin or Sota is Pasul on two Amudim, Gittin is Kasher on two Amudim and is only Pasul on two different pieces, as the Gemara and Daf Chaf is going to describe. And what's the Chilak? What language does Tosus use? What are the two words Tosus says? It's Sota. The requirements of Sota are less stringent or more stringent than Get?
More
or less?
More.
What do you need by Sota? Because the Torah writes Basefer?
Sefer
and Mevor
and
Mevor. It's hard. It's hard when you see a limited vocabulary, right? Tosus is writing in Hebrew, so it's, what do you mean? Sefer and Mevor, it's hard to know what that means. Let me first tell you what the Rav said. And then you'll tell me what you think Tosus is saying. I WhatsApped you before Shir a photocopy of Rav Schechter's notes on Maseches Gittin from the Rav's Shir. The Rav didn't really publish that much, but especially since his death, a lot of his notes have been published. So these are his notes on Gittin. The Rav basically was Mechalik that Sota and Mezuzah are excerpts from the Torah. You're writing over text from the Torah. Torah, or Tanakh in general, is literarily structured based on columns. You write Torah in columns. To properly excerpt Parsha Sota, or to properly excerpt Parsha Mezuzah, you need to maintain the columnal integrity, my word. And if you write in two different columns, then it loses its similarity and analogy to a Sefer Torah. Whereas again, it's not Torah text. Since it's not Torah text, the columns don't make a difference. Of course, separate pages would make a difference, but not columns. Let's read the Rav together. Again, this is Rav Schechter's notes, so it's not like we're being Medayag and Rishon, but just so you can get a general flavor if you have the WhatsApp I gave you. Okay. Tishani Megillah Sota, line number 4. Shehi Parsha Shebatara. V'yesh b'chalos shem chafza de kisvei HaKodesh. You have to retain the kisvei HaKodesh status. V'chivan shebeksiva sefer Torah. Yesh inyan shel amudim. And sefer Torah is written in columnal form. L'chein ksivas megillah sota al shnei amudim. Nitpeses ba leposla mishem sefer HaKodesh shleim shalosha. Rashi is correct that two different columns passes by sota. Mashenkin beget. Shem beksivas al din shel amudim. You're not rewriting a Torah which is based on Amudim. Interesting. Anyone think Tosus is saying it? Is this what Tosus means? That Sota is Pasul on Amudim because it's not Mevur or Miuchad? No, I don't think so. I don't think the Rav thought so either. I don't quote Tosus. I think Tosus is up to something else, but I think this is a great chiluk. Can anyone pick out the basic assumption of the Rav? And maybe argue with it? What chiddush is the Rav giving stam? Forget our learning. What chiddush is the Rav delivering? That's the baseline of his chiluk. Stephen.
It actually matters to have it written the same way that it looks like in Torah.
Very good. Now say more abstractly. Very good. That's the consequence. But what's the principle that dictates that consequence?
That in order for the get to work?
No, not get. In order for... As opposed to saying what? Can you argue that premise?
Yeah, as opposed to saying that, no, the whole point, if you want to have mezuzah, you just have to have those words.
Very good. Excellent. Can you say it even more sharply? Can you break it down to two words? The chakira is, when I write Megillah Sota, am I...
Am I copying the words?
Very good. Am I lifting text or am I recreating the actual document? What is the halacha of Megillah Sota? clipping and pasting, basically taking the words in Parshas Naso and recreating some autonomous, different slab of text, or essentially taking Parshas Naso, ripping it out and erasing it. What is the halacha of mezuzah? Am I just recreating, I'm using the content that's described in Parshas Veschanan and placing it on my doorpost? Well, I'm not just lifting the content and the text and recreating a mezuzah. I'm basically putting a Sefer Torah on my doorpost, or part of a Sefer Torah. How closely does a mezuzah and Megillah Sota have to resemble the Sefer Torah aside from the actual content? And the Rav saying that Rashi at least assumes that Megillah Sota has to be not just lifting the information, but retaining the columnal integrity, as opposed to Gittin. Who cares? Gittin can be on separate movements. This is a Chiddush Stephen and Mezuzah and Megillah Sota. Just to show you how important this question is, the Rav was machalik between Mezuzah and Tefillin. That Mezuzah is essentially lifting the actual Sefer Torah, putting it on the door, whereas Tefillin is just taking the content of four parshas in the Torah and then using that content to write something completely different and completely novel. Why would you say Tefillin is different from Mezuzah? Just give me your instincts. Why would you think that Mezuzah is literally tearing out a parsha from the Sefer? Using my graphic, you know, tearing it, but tearing out a parsha from the Torah, as opposed to Tefillin, which is taking information contained in four sections in the Torah and writing something completely different called Tefillin. What makes you think that Tefillin? Yes, Eli.
Because Tefillin isn't going to be seen, because it's not going to be seen throughout the Torah.
Very good. It's not going to be seen, and part of that is, are you referring, by the way, to anything specific, or it just came into your head? Is there a lashon you're talking about? Very good. Beautiful. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillin that Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut, even though Sefer Torah has Sirtut. You have Mezuzah has Sirtut. You have these lines, you know, the engraving lines to, I'm very tired, they create the borders, whereas Tefillin doesn't have Sirtut. And the Rambam writes, remember the Lashon Alad, Hoel Vehem? Hoel Vehem Mechupin. Since the Tefillin are covered, you don't need Sirtut. So Alad's saying, well, Tefillin is covered, it's less the Sefer Torah. The Rav wanted to say something a little different, Alad. Since it's covered, it means that tefillin is not just a Sefer Torah. The cover of a mezuzah is not necessary for the mezuzah. The cover is just cosmetic and to preserve the cloth. In theory, you could just take the cloth and put it right on the door. Whereas tefillin, you're putting it into a box. So tefillin is a much more complex or compound system of parshios and batim. So it's less likely that tefillin is just taking a Sefer Torah. It's more likely that you're creating something new called batim, tefillin, letters on the batim, aros, ritzuos, and you're taking information of the Torah and putting it into those batim. So tefillin is a little bit different from mezuzah. So this is a major, major question in tefillin, in mezuzah, in Megillah Sota. Excellent, Stephen. Am I just taking the information and creating something new? Or am I actually taking a Sefer Torah or part of a Sefer Torah? But of course, this whole debate doesn't even begin, Shmuel, forget. Again, it has nothing to do with a Sefer Torah. So any hint of trying to structure it similar to a Sefer Torah is meaningless, and you don't need columnal integrity, and therefore the Mishnah can allow a get onto Amudim. This is what the Rav said. I don't think that's what Tosis is saying, but it's interesting. It's an interesting chiluk. No.
So why don't we write many Sefer Torah, many like physical dabim?
We write it on many physical dabim, and we stitch them together. But the atomic unit of a Sefer Torah is an amud. You have to have an amud, and then we can stitch together many amudim. But if you ask yourself, what is at the core? Just like, what is your DNA? Your DNA is a double helix, whatever. What's the core DNA of a Sefer Torah? An Amud. Now, we built many, many double helixes around that Amud. We built.
So but, I can really say that the tool by Sota is multiple pieces of paper with, by Sefer Torah itself. You'll have to do
The Rav was just talking about Rashi, not the Re.
No.
Maybe the Re disagrees. The Rav was just talking to Rashi. Rashi felt that the stricter demands of Sota, as he expressed himself, and even the language of Rashi. Do you have a Gemara in Sota open? What's the language of Rashi? What language does Rashi use to describe why Sota is more stringent than Get?
Kedapin shel Sefer Torah ha'asurin amudim.
Kedapin shel Sefer Torah. What is Rashi? This Rav didn't, at least in Rav Shechter's notes, the Rav didn't say this, but why does Rashi write Kedapin shel Sefer Torah? Is it just a way of describing that multiple columns is possible? Or Kedapin shel Sefer Torah is the reason that it's possible because we're trying to recreate a Sefer Torah? What the Rebbe would say is a whole different story. Okay? Okay, so that's question number one in Rashi. What do you think Tosfos is saying? Can anyone give me a svar in Tosfos? Tosfos is Mechalik on Rashi's behalf, obviously. Shebe Sota. Let's just forget Mezuzah. Let's just talk about Sota versus Get. Let's assume that Mezuzah and Sota will be fairly similar. Although one day you may want to learn the difference between Sota and Mezuzah. But for our purposes right now, just to make it easier for us, more binary, there's Sota versus Get. Sota, Amudim Shonim Psulim, Kedapim Shul Sefer Tar Apostol, Sefer Echav Lobez Vigim Osvarim. Beget, Mechivan Shizah Lokatuv Batara Basefer, Katuv Sefer, as Amudim Shonim Kasher, Kibisota, Tzvichim Sefer. What are those two words in Tosfos? Remind me of the two words, Shlomi? No. Miyuchad Umivurar. And in Get, you don't need Miyuchad Umivurar. Just to show how hard it is when you just, again, the medieval Hebrew is not, doesn't have that many words to it. Doesn't have as many words. So that's why I'm giving the shiur in English, and I'm going to, and obviously modern Hebrew and Lamdish Hebrew. You just need more words. Read, guys. Read books. It's good for you. Try a mental experiment today. Write a list of 100 words and just have a conversation with your chavrus or your roommate, but limit it to those 100 words. You'll see how dull the conversation will be. You just can't get anywhere. I want to go buy. Ooh. buy's not in the 100 word list. I want. Okay. Caveman. It's just really hard to know what Tosfos meant. Anyone have an idea what Tosfos may have meant? By the way, who else had this lashon? Anyone get to the... Or Zeruah, same lashon. Anyone know who the Or Zeruah was? So Vienna, who actually learned first in Paris. So he learned with some of the Parisians, or Yitzchak of Vienna. He learned from the Ravya, so that's his link to the Masara. But he then, basically between Germany and France and that whole Austria-German area, and he was a master teacher. A lot of people studied with him, but probably his most famous Talmud. You know who his most famous Talmud was? No, Balma was earlier. Who is his most famous Talmud? Rami Rottenberg was his Talmud. So, yeah, very, very famous Talmud, the Or Zeruah. He didn't publish the Chidushim in his lifetime, but his son, named Chaim, Marach Or Zeruah, published, and we have a separate set of tshuvos of the Marach Or Zeruah. But obviously, much smaller. So the Or Zeruah, a major, major Ashkenazi Rishonim. So the Or Zeruah uses the same language. Obviously, probably lifts it from Tosfos. He has another chiluk. What's the difference between Get and Sota? What does it mean?
Could you be the way that you have to make a kinyan, maybe on like a kinyan on a Get? You just need to give her the Get. You don't need to be kind of. Whereas by Megillah, you have to force her to drink the water and like.
Yeah, but how would that affect the style of writing, and why would it be called Miuchad and Mavur? Well, I know you're heavily influenced by the Shir Kleli. Yeah. The last year you heard, it's a good thing you didn't learn about Pigel yesterday. You're trying to make sure like Pigel. But we're talking about textual issues, not the mechanics of the delivery, right? I always try to separate. How do we forge the document, and how do we deliver and affect the Gerishin? Remember, get Gerishin. Always have those two concepts in your head for compartmentalization. What's being said here? Why? Think of things maybe we've spoken about before and that would make Get less formal and Sota more. And we've talked about Yossi.
I'd say that maybe my gut, it just says Sefer, which means it's a lot less specific and a lot less formal. And that's because by Get, it's like the actual whole wording of the document isn't so important. It's just like the Zman, the Lishma aspects, and then the action to go with it. While by the Sota, it's actually the words of the document carry much of the importance.
So you're giving me symptoms, but give me the core definition. You're saying another symptom would be, just like I don't need one column, I can also skimp on certain elements. But those are all symptoms. He's talking about a cousin symptom. Because a get is fundamentally this and not that, and a sota is fundamentally this and not that. So it's fine. I'm not yeah. Fresh. I'm just trying to get your mind to move. You're moving laterally. You got to move altitude. Go up. Because I define a get as...
So I think it's... Then, because you're defining the get as something that's just it's the document itself isn't doing anything. It's just something towards the whole action. Like the wording of it. The wording itself doesn't really matter.
So break it down. A get is this, and Miguel said it to me in one sentence. A get is this. I'm not giving you guys a hard time. This is how you do it. You press your mind to say it sharply, and you break through vagary. A get is not, and it is this. Avi.
Maybe it gets legal while it's legal associated with ritual.
And therefore, that would lead to less
meaning,
formalization.
Yeah, but, well, less tochosim or Torah.
Well, then you're just saying the Rav again in different language, which is fine. The part of Lamedes is making separation. Okay, so you're saying you're trying to read the Rav into Tosfos by just flexing the language a little bit. Could be. I'm not a big fan of believing that Tosfos says what the Rav is saying. I'm a big fan of what the Rav said, but I don't think that's what Tosfos meant. Akiva.
Yes, it's a given the chatzah, right? The Gittin is a descriptive document, whereas the Sota is supposed to be a shtar. It has certain...
Is this what?
It's like a shtar.
A sota is a shtar now. Sota is not a shtar.
It's like a...
Let me see.
The sota has, let
me start you guys off, okay? A sota is a formal text. That's clear. There's no arguing around it. Stephen has a great question. Is it a direct extraction of a piece of the Torah, or it's a reworking of a certain narrative in the Torah, a certain section of the Torah? But it's clearly a rendering of text. A rendering of a document. If get is different from that, then what could it be?
Could we resurrect what we said before about when we were talking about if it's a message?
Very good. Say that word. What's the opposite of a textual document?
So it's just a message which happens to be...
Communication, a message.
Communication.
And that's where it becomes less formal. Basically, the get is the man talking to the wife. And in theory, the get could be take a hike, use the door, hop on the bus, just get out of here. That's an undignified way to divorce your wife, Rafi. I'm not going to force you to get up again and give you the kick in the, but that kicking her out the door. So Torah says do it through writing, but it isn't a legal formal document of text. It's talking. There's a difference between text and speech. And of course, there's all the difference in the world. When we write text, we write things that are formal. When we speak, we just ramble. In fact, just because this is such a brisker day, Reb Velvel, quoted Reb Chaim, say that was really the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. We know the difference between Torah and Nach. But what's the difference between Nevi'im? Why do we have two subcategories, Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So Reb Chaim said, I believe he quoted Reb Chaim, and it's fascinating, Nafgaminos. The word Navi comes from the word what? Niv Svasayim, the movement of the lips. Niv means to move. Nevi'im contains prophecies which were delivered with the intent to convey verbally, and they were all conveyed. Yirmiyahu actually got up, Krabigaron, and he spoke. He got up in the marketplace and said, gloom and doom. And Yeshaya got up and said, don't worry, Hashem will redeem you. And Hosea and Zechariah, they got up and they spoke. Subsequently, they were written down, but they were primarily delivered for verbal conveyance. Whereas Ksuvim, whatever level of Ruach HaKodesh inspired the writing, was originally intended to be written. So David HaMelech sat there, wrote Tehillim, wrote the Shema, thought about things. And then later they were read in public, but the primary intent was not speech, but writing. Nevi'im versus Ksuvim. So there's no question that the world of Megillah Sota is text, documentation, to one degree of fidelity or another, based on what Stephen said before. Is get like that? It belongs to the world of shtaris. Or is get basically Girushin Bechsav, Amira Bechsav? You're talking to her. And we spoke about the importance of saying Hagiteich, Balamor. You have to say to someone in order to emphasize and to highlight how you have to write the get. Well, we'll do Chazar, Amir Tashem, on this. When we get to Chazar, we'll make a table of all the Chakiras we've seen so far that supports the fact that a get is an ishtar. But it's a mirror of ichsav. But that's clearly much less formal. Is that what Tosfos meant? Mevur or miyuchad? Sota has to be mevur or miyuchad because it says bas sefer. Is that what Tosis, is that the grammar, that bas sefer means it's a noun? Whereas the word sefer just isn't a noun, but is a, what's the opposite of a noun? Well, what's the other way to read sefer krisis? It's clear that bas sefer means write it on a text. If you take out the bays, what happens to the grammar? It becomes a modifier or a verb. Sefer may not mean a book, but sefer may mean the process of speaking. Speak, sefer, I mean, again, not in strict grammar, but it's much less of a noun than ba sefer. This book, sefer krisis means a speaking book, a krisis speech, a speech. We'll see this when the Gemara is a real drasha, and maybe inverts the word sefer. I don't want to do too much. I want to give way too much right now. It'll cloud your head, but it's more likely this is what Tosis is saying than what the Rav is saying. The Rav is giving a chiddush in Sota. It seems like Tosis is giving a chiddush in Gittin. See that difference? Rav is saying, no one really needs one column unless it's Sota, because then, like I say, what I think Tosis is saying is, you always need one column, unless it's get, which is basically just speech. Elad. It is read out loud, but because there's an interaction with the actual text itself, and you're erasing it, and you're drinking the Maimar, and there's halachas about how to write the text that resemble that of a Sefer Torah, so it could be more of a text of the Torah. Okay? Okay, so this is the first question I want to discuss.
So guys, when you leave, just try to close the door.
Okay. So that's the question of, again, this is all Nom only in Shitas Rashi. So I'm here, and I'm left. According to the Ri, Get is similar to Sota. And they're only possible on two pieces of paper, and they're always kasher, both Get and Sota, on one piece of paper, multiple columns. So this is only according to Rashi, who says that a Sota is possible in two columns, but evidently a Get is kasher on multiple columns. How do you differentiate between the two? Again, the third answer, which we're not going to discuss extensively, is Yor HaZeruah. What does Yor HaZeruah say? Sounds more technical, may or may not be. Why is Sota puzzle in two amudim, but a get is kasher in two amudim? Anyone see the second answer of the Yor HaZeruah? Because a get written on multiple columns has a unifying factor. What's the unifying factor? What? Eidim. Since the Eidim are signed at the end of the second column, so that creates a continuity factor in the get that you don't have in the Sota to unite the two columns. Interesting. I mean, I would have said that there's an internal unifying factor in Sota. You don't need Aiden. What's the unifying factor in Sota? The narrative flow. There's an actual story being told that we know from Parshas Nosa, right? And we know where it begins, where it ends. So when we get to the end of the first column, the Sota is written in two columns, and yet we're not finished the story yet because we know Parshas Nosa. Of course, we know the next column is part of it. So. It's a hard chilek. You need some physical integrator. Isn't there an internal integrator called this is the text we need? So it's an interesting Or HaZeruah, but that takes a little bit more time, which we don't have. But just to pique your interest, Tosus and Sota. Anyone? I don't know if you saw it. Maybe you shouldn't have seen it because I told you to stop. But Tosus compares a Sota written on multiple columns to a shofar of a para. What could the possible correlation be between a Sota written on multiple columns and the shofar of a para? Anyone know one of the reasons the shofar of a para is possible in Rosh Hashanah? Yaakov? Anyone know a reason that could be even remotely relevant to our sugya? A lot? Gildi. Because the shofar of a para grows a new internal layer each year. So if it grows a new internal layer each year, that could be a psul of shofar echad amar rachmana v'lo beis v'gimel shofars. If you blow the shofar of a para, how many shofars are you blowing if you got like a multi-layer shofar? Like imagine like a new layer grows each year, but doesn't cover, like a lulav almost here, and like another layer. So it's a machlokas whether that's blowing multiple shofaros, or one shofar, because it's naturally growing. So even though physically they look to be different forms, since it's organically growing, can it be considered once? It's mechlokas in the Amoraim. Those Yaakov, Upasa, and Kategor don't agree with this psul, therefore they find another psul. So how can we take things that look separate and try, what factors can unify objects that appear to be separate? So Tosfos compares a shofar to. And Baruch Hashem now, 7 weeks into your career as a lamdan, it makes perfect sense to compare a shofar to a Megillah Sota. Because even though they're totally different areas of halacha, at the core, when you get to the core concepts, you're dealing with similar phenomena. You've got multiple elements, and are they integrated, and what are the unifying factors? And of course, there's a range of chilukim that could be raised, and Tosfos starts to raise them. But that's the Or Zeruah land that we can't go into right now. It's too far afield for us. Okay, so one day when you learn Sota and you get to that Tosfos, say, I got to look at the Or Zeruah. And I remember the Or Zeruah said that Edom can unify. Do you need external unifying factors? Can intrinsic unifying factors be sufficient? But that's not for us right now. Okay. Second topic of today's shiur. The Gemara's next question. Okay, once I know that this is one get written on two columns rather than two people's getting that was doctored to look like one get, I got through all those concerns. The Gemara has another concern. The Gemara's a little bit uncomfortable with this get. By the way, since you didn't see the Gemara about Yevanim and Yehudim, I won't discuss it now. But it's interesting, the Gemara is like so concerned with this get, it's raising every possible reason to apostle. There's a previous Gemara which talks about maybe it's kosher for this reason, it's kosher for that reason, but three shade to be maker or shade to be maker. It's an interesting macro conversation. But for our purposes, line number one, Peches. Second concern, Vidilma Imluche Imlech Vikasef. Maybe a get written on two columns reflects a get written on two stages. And not just two stages at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, but two different mindsets. Paul started to write, changed his mind, or the sofer started to write, and the Baal changed his mind, and then continued a little bit later with the second column. But maybe there was a change of heart in the middle. Imluche Imlech Vikasef. He says, no, don't worry. The Kasav Arat Milmato Miteres Milamala is one sentence that spans both columns, so it seems like it was written in one shot. But it's not clear from the Gemara why a get with a change of heart in the middle would be possible. Who cares? He wrote part A, changed his mind, didn't want to divorce his wife, then changed his mind back again, wants to divorce his wife, and he continues to write. Or the sofer continues to write. Who cares if there's a pause in the middle? Press the pause button. What's so bad about pressing the pause button and writing the get? It's hard for me to even say that question because it's such an important question. Of course there's something wrong with it. The question is what? So Rashi writes, V'dimla imluche imlech, mitchila shelo legarsha. In the middle he decided not to divorce. V'ad imlech lachas ma lachsa legamra. And here it is, V'nimtza harishon bata. If you change your mind in the middle, if you say, I don't want to write the get anymore, then everything you did before is batel. V'nimtza harishon batel. Tosfos has a problem with this. Again, I know that yesterday was a shorter day, so I'll read it very slowly. So many of you may not have seen some of all of these sources. We've seen the machlokas, but we'll see it again on daf lamed beis amid beis. Can a man disqualify a get that's already been written under his authorization? Let's read the Gemara together, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Again, probably one of the most famous Gemaras of the Shema, even though it's written in Perek, doesn't really get learned that often, doesn't describe as well, but it's really a central Gemara. The scene is a man makes a shliach to deliver a get, and he cancels it, so of course the shlichus fails, and the get isn't good. But what about the gerushin isn't good. Shlichus fails, this attempt to divorce your wife can't get off the ground because you canceled the shlich. What about the get? Can you reuse the get and relaunch it personally or give another shlich the get? So it's about two-thirds of the way down. The line begins with the word hefker, second word in the line. Chozer u'megarish bo, o eino chozer u'megarish bo. Can you reuse the get whose shlichus you've canceled? Can you say you don't want to divorce your wife anymore? You change of heart. Rav Nachman Omer Chozer Megarish Bo, you can reuse the get. Sheshes Amar Eino Chozer Megarish Bo, you can't reuse the get. The Hilchos Akavasid Rav Nachman, we're passing like Rav Nachman that you can reuse the get. Namely, a change of heart doesn't disqualify a previously written get with proper authorization. You wrote the get, and you gave it to a shliach, and you canceled the shlichus fails, the gerushin doesn't succeed, but the get is still valid. You can't undo a get. You can't disqualify a get. You can't ruin a get. You wrote it the right way. You authorized it. Get is good to go. Tasa has a kasha. We're passing like Rav Nachman. You can't, with a change of heart, ruin a previously written get. So why are we so afraid when Daf Pechasim and Aleph of a two-column get that maybe had a change of heart in the middle? Who cares? Change of hearts don't ruin previous activity of a get. That's Rav Nachman's halach. Sheshes felt that change of hearts does disqualify previously written get. Einu chozu megarishba. But Rav Nachman, and we pass it like Rav Nachman, chozu megarishba. If you wrote a get, properly authorized, change of heart, you can't ruin it. So why does the change of heart on Pechas, or the fear of maybe change his heart in the middle, wreck the previously written part? That's Tosis Kasha on Rashi. Let's see the Kasha now. Just hold the place on Lamed Beis, because we're going to come back to put a little piece of paper something on the Beis. Let's return now to Pechas. Okay. Perish Bekuntrish, Dibra Maschel V'dilma, Shebitlo V'shuven Eichol Achzel Agarish, Ba'al V'ein Nira, Dila Rev Nachman, the Amar Chozer Megarish Ba Michael Amemo, passing like Rev Nachman. Because of this question, which we'll answer in a moment, the Ri and other Rishonim learned the Gemara differently from Rashi. The fear that he changed his mind is not that the change of heart will ruin his first installment of the Ksiva. No. It's changing the mind will just make some other thing go wrong. The Omer Ri, the end of Tosos, the Nira Lefarish, Dima Imluche, maybe he changed his mind. We're talking about the sofer. Two columns indicate the sofer had two different people in mind. First, he wrote a get for Jim. And then he got angry at Jim. He said, I'm not going to write through get, Jim. And he stopped writing. I don't want to write a get for Jim anymore. And then the next day, Jim Bob came by and said, oh, can you write a get? Okay, now I'm writing part two for Jim Bob. So get part one was written for Jim, and get part two was written for Jim Bob, and that's, of course, a Frankenstein, which is puzzle. It's not even a good get, not because of any, not the change of heart, the change of address. I'm not talking about the Baal changing his mind. We're talking about the sofer changing the address. He wrote the first get based on Jim's authorization, the second get based on Jim Bob's authorization. That's a cockamamie get that no one in his right mind would kasher. But changing your heart doesn't undo previous lishma, previous intent. If you write a get, and it was written properly, nothing you do later will change your heart. Will ruin the get. That's how Rav Nachman paskins, chozer, we paskin like Rav Nachman, chozer, or megarishba. How do you answer for Rashi? Yoni?
I mean, you said when the get is fully written properly,
fully written,
then it can
very
be
good.
Taken back.
Very good. So you're a Navi. Why am I saying Yoni's a Navi? Because Yoni gave a teretz that a Rishon gave, and that Rishon is quoted twice in all of Shas. Only in two Tosafim. Here, one other case. Mamish two Tosafim, Menachos Chavchas. And the name of that Rishon was Rabbi Ezra Hanavi. Who, interestingly enough, was another Rebbe of the Maram Rottenberg. So two of the Maram Rottenberg's Rebbeim were the Or Zeruah and Rabbeinu Ezra Hanavi. In the late 12th century, early 13th century, there was a revived interest in Nevuah. People thought that Nevuah was being restored. In fact, in his famous letter of Igeres Teman, where the Ramban rallies and rails against people who try to predict the end of time, Mechashvei Kitzin, the Rambam predicts the restoration of Nevuah. It's written in the 1160s. Basically says that, more or less, don't get me on the math, but the time from Brias HaOlam to Bilam, if you count that time from Bilam forward, you'll have the restoration of Nevuah. So basically, if you count, Bilam is 2448, it's 2488. If you count basically 24888 years after the end of Nevuah, there are some formula for the restoration of Nevuah. This Rabbeinu Ezra Hanavi, there were stories about him, documented stories, not just wives' tales, documented stories about him going to Shamayim and asking in Shemayim about when Nevuah will be restored and returning and speaking to Chagas Chayim Malachi, the last three Nevi'im. So he was known as Rabbeinu Ezra Hanavi. He's quoted only twice. He's mentioned twice in Shas. I think it's the least frequently quoted. As far as I know, there's no Baal HaTosfos quoted less frequently than Rabbeinu Ezra HaNavi. And just interesting, pretty cool name, Ezra HaNavi. So, Rabbeinu Ezra HaNavi, Umiyu, Amar, Rabbeinu Ezra HaNavi. Call up your Rebbe and say, you went to Tosfos, a high school Rebbe, Ezra HaNavi. Well, don't, I mean, if you never learned this Gemara and get in the ninth grade, just don't know Rabbeinu Ezra HaNavi. Like Yoni says, I'll call you Yoni HaNavi. The La'il, she nigmar haget, eno yachal levadlo. The get on Daf Lamed Beis was a fully written get, that you can't disqualify. Avaka shelo nichtav kulo, but when Yoni brought part of the get, first Amud, Mother of Nachman, even Rav Nachman would admit that you can disqualify, and since you can disqualify it, shalmi einachal to the garb, you can't reuse it because you disqualified it by your change of heart. So this is a major, major chiluk that has major, major consequences on Daf Lamed Beis. I'll share just a short summary with you. You can't imagine how important this is. I'll just tell you why this is such an important chiluk. Rav Nachman on Daf Lamed Beis, we'll turn back to Lamed Beis, says you can't cancel the Lishma of a get. If you already get Lishma, you authorize the sofer to write it, it was written for your gerushin, you can't cancel it. Rav Sheger says you can cancel it. Last week, if you remember, I analyzed this Mechlag's eye of Lichtenstein, the Rav. Great people in the last 2,000 years have analyzed this Mechlag as how to understand Lishma. Is Lishma an enduring status of the get? It's part of the chefs of the get. The get can't just have text and paper. It has to have orientation. It has to be a get that's leaning towards divorcing a wife, that's being railroaded, oriented, directed, utilized, has to be vector towards a gerushin. It's a definition of the get, a qualifier of the get, a din in the chefs of the get. Or a lishma is not a din in the chefs of the get, but is a din in the maisa, ksivas I get. The actions of a get have to be lishma. What intent you have to do so that your actions is a good action. Who remembers, who is likely to say, not necessarily, but who is likely to believe that lishma is not a din in how you craft the get, but any action of the gerushin has to be lishma. Which amara am I describing? Hint, another Navi-based name. Yirmiyah. What did Yirmiyah say? You don't just need ksiva lishma, you need nesina lishma. And assuming nesina doesn't craft a get, which it might, according to your blessing, but assuming nesina isn't crafting a get, it's just part of the gerushin process, why would you need nesina lishma? Because lishma is not a qualifier of the get, it's a qualifier of the gerushin. All the acts of gerushin have to be done lishma. It's not how you define the document, but how you define the activities. So, Rev Lichtenstein, I believe the Rav, I'd have to check up, but like this is ABCs. This is a machlok, this is Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Can you cancel a lishma once the get was written? So if lishma defines how you did the ma'aseh ksiva, you did it right, it's finished. You did the ma'aseh ksiva the right way, it's finished. You can't cancel your ksiva, you did the ksiva the right way. But if lishma is a status of the get has to be humming, always humming towards gerushin, you can go, stop the humming. Stop the humming. This is no longer a hum the get. It's no longer a I don't want this get to be oriented. So Shesha says you can cancel the lishma, ein achozer megarish bo, because he feels lishma is an internal qualifier of the get, and you can cancel mm. And if Nachman says, like Rav Yirmiyah, it's a din in the ma'aseh ksiva, and once the ma'aseh ksiva was done properly, you crafted a get. The get doesn't need lishma, it's just when you craft the get, you have to have certain kavanas, and the get was done, you can't. And therefore, it's a cut and dry, black and white binary machlokes. If Nachman says you can never cancel, or Shesha says you can always cancel, because it's black and white, binary and polar. In which case, Rav Nachman should never allow cancellation of a get, because once it was written, the ksiva was done properly. You can't in any way undo what you did. Who argues with what I just said? Who argues with the Rav? Who says that Rav Nachman admits that there is a case where you can disqualify the get? Ezra Navi. It's my flux between Rabbi Soloveitchik and Ezra Navi. Big machlokas. Ezra Navi says, at least the way Rashi reads the Gemara, Ezra Navi is defending Rashi, so it's Rashi who argues with the Rav. That's a little more ammunition. Rashi, based on Ezra Hanavi's explanation, feels that even Rav Nachman, who says in Lamed Beis, you can't cancel a completed get, would agree that you can cancel a first installment of a get. If you wrote phase A and you canceled it, and that's what we're afraid of on a multi-column get. You stopped in the middle, you said, I don't want to divorce you anymore, that will undo your first installment. So this is a major, major chiddush in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is an anti-cancellation of gittin. Rav Nachman just says that a completely fulfilled get can't be canceled, but a partially done get can be canceled. Which is a whole different way of reading Rav Nachman, which I'll tell you very quickly in a moment. But you see the shift? The obvious structural lumdisha way to read Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman, we've got a machlokas about how to define Lashma. Is Lashma a document humming that you can stop? Rav Sheshis, Einachos, and Lagarishbo. Or it's a qualifier of how you wrote it, which once you did it, you did it. You did it the right way. You can undo what you did. Rav Nachman. If so, then the machloka should be absolute and unconditional. And there should be no case where Rav Nachman admits you can undo what you did. Evidently, the machloka is a little different. No.
I don't get why Ezra and Navi contradicts. He's just saying that Rav Nachman's qualification of Lishma in the actions of the Siva don't apply when you write it to half and half.
Okay, so then you'd have to explain that. Why the qualifications don't apply to your Siva. Okay. No, I'm going to choose because it's a little late. I want to give you some time. I'm not even going to tell you what the other opinion is because I want you to see the way I describe the classic Machlok is so clear because that's really the classic way to describe it. Ezra Navi is changing something up. Okay, let's see how the Ramban learned this Gemara. Version 3 of the Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, we have to be worried that maybe he changed his heart in the middle. Who cares? Rashi says that by changing your heart in your middle, you cancel the first installment. It's no longer Lishma. Tosfos doesn't like that, doesn't like Ezra Navi's answer, so says, no, we're just afraid you're writing getting for different people. Column 1 was a Jim, column 2 was a Jim Bob, and just it's a cockamamie get, doesn't get off the ground. You want to bring a Ramban? Let's see the Ramban. Very famous, famous Ramban also. It's hard for me to like read these, because like, these are major, major lines of large sigils. We're going to get to them, but let's just start training our minds to see them right now. Okay? Ramban, we haven't seen Ramban in a while, so not in the Chidushim. Okay. Ben Ephraim, this is Pevar. Ada Masira, Profes, Stam. I think my Ramban is missing something. I looked it up in Bari Lam, but I think my actual Ramban is missing.
Do you want this?
But I just want to make sure it's written in the Ramban. You want to have it in the Ramban? Or maybe it's in the Hashmatas. Shmar doesn't mean things that weren't included in the first manuscript. So your newer Rambans, they took all the Hashmatas and incorporated. Hashmatas were things that weren't found in original manuscripts and found in later manuscripts. So I forgot an old style Ramban, so it's still divided into manuscript one and fillers that they found. In the newer versions, they just slipstreamed them in. So the Hashmatas here, Peches Hade Akshinan. The Dilma Imluche Imlech Hachi Perusha. Shema Amar Lesofer Ksov Get Lishti. Maybe the Baal told the Sofer right again. Because of Chetzio, and the Sofer wrote the Get. The Nimlach Baal, the Chazar Baal. And then the Baal changed his mind. Vinisbatel Shlichuso. Ushechazar Acharkach and Amarlo Hishlimoso. And then when the Baal changes his mind back and says, now finish the Get. Lo Asa Shliach Elalachatzi Get. Now you're making a shliach to only write half the get. Lo nitin legerishin. You can't write a shliach, can't make a shliach to write half the get. Okay. Let's parse this Ramba. What's the major, major chiddush? That won't be such a big chiddush in a few months. What's the word? that the sofer is the shliach of the Baal to write the get. And therefore, if you cancel the shlichus, you've got some problems. So first of all, if the sofer is the shliach, then fundamentally, who has to write the get? Baal. That itself is a question. Who cares who writes the get? Just take a get. Who cares who writes it? What is a Baal? Or the sofer, who's the shliach? Why is that such a chiddush? What would I have thought? Not that the sofer needs to hear the Baal's instructions so that he becomes a shliach. Why does the Baal have to tell the sofer to write the get? Because that creates mishma. You need authorization for it to be written without the Baal revealing that he wants to divorce his wife. You can't orient the get towards a divorce. I can't write a get about a divorce that I haven't heard about. That's probably one of the five most important questions in Maseches Gittin. Is the tzivur habal in order to make the sofer hishliach, or the tzivur habal is just to reveal intent to divorce your wife so that the sofer could be writing a get for your gerushin rather than for just some potential hypothetical gerushin? Of course, option C would be maybe both. So this is our first exposure to the fact that the sofer. I mean, go back to your SAT preparation courses. Baal is the sofer, like mishalech is the shliach. The sofer is the shliach, the Baal is a mishalech. So now let's follow the Ramban. When the Baal has a change of heart, he will cancel the shliach, which is fine. Then he'll try to reinstate the shliach, which also sounds very promising. Make him a shliach again, who cares? Redo the shlichus. But here's the Ramban's second chiddush. Can anyone pick out? I don't know if you saw the Ramban. What's Ramban's second chiddush? Why can't the Baal reinstate the shliach? Can't make a shliach for half a get. Why not? Says the Ran. Why not? Why can't you make a shliach for half a get? That's a big concern. I made a shliach for the whole get. Then I cancel the shliach. And then round two, when I make a shliach again, it's only for half a get. Who cares? He's my sheikh. Why can't they make a sheikh for half a get? Ramban, tell me. Doesn't say anything. So, can we start? And again, we need a lot more information, but evidently, what do we have to understand a little bit more deeply?
He makes Ksiva the get.
Ksiva the get.
Does it need to be
full? Right. And what does it mean to make a sheikh for Ksiva the get? What can you make a sheikh for? Avisha, I'm making you my shliach to breathe. I'm making you my shliach to eat for me. I'm making you my shliach to do lula for me. I'm making you my shliach to eat basa b'chala for me. What sounds off about all those things? Why may I not be able to make a shliach for those things? What's missing? Eat for me, walk for me, talk for me, look for me, comb your hair for me, do a mitzvah for me, do an avera for me, sleep for me. Oh, bye. Something. No, not that one. Sleep myself. I don't need a shliach for that. Yeah. What's wrong?
Doesn't actually affect you.
Was it? Yes, it's stronger.
Person's actions has no.
There's no
connection.
No, there is a connection. I love you. You're my favorite Talmud in the world, along with everyone else in the room. Right? There's no.
No
kavana. No, only kavana in the world. I mean, I really, really wanted you to be my shliach. No? No, so careful. Maybe you can only make a shliach where there's a halachic chalos that your actions are creating. What are the cases of shliach? Be my shliach for? Be my shliach for? Kinyan. Be my shliach to give the get. Give the get, that's creating a chalos. Be my shliach for hektish. Be my shliach for afaras nedarim. Be my shliach for hefker. Be my shliach for. There is a halacha chalos that I can create. Look at me. And the Torah gave me the tools. And I've got this bundle called the halacha chalos. I say, you know what, Yoni, you do it for me. I'm in charge of this chalos. And I say, you know what, you do it. You take it. There's something called the halachic potential, halachic capacity. The Torah gives me. I can go out right now if I wanted to marry a woman. I can go, even though I'm married, they'll give you a bitofes, minatara. So I right now, I'm holding halachic potential in my hand with the tools to trigger that. And that's called the halachic abstract entity. And I can say, you know what, Tani? I'm giving it to you. or manipulating it in a way that you'll do it for me. That's what shlichus is. It's chalos deferral, chalos delegation, chalos manipulation. It's a way for me to take chaloses and restructure them. There's got to be some halachic process with a discernible impact. This is making you me. Eitan, be me for the day. I don't wish it on any of my worst enemies. Be me. What do you mean? Be me. Eat for me. Talk. What is that? Shlichus doesn't mean I'm making you into me. That's voodoo. It's ventriloquism. There's this thing like that in halacha. There's no chalos. When I do a mitzvah, there's no chalos. Nothing has changed in the halachic world when I do a mitzvah. There's no chalos to a mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs have chalos. It's also like kiddushin, but your average mitzvah, taking lulav. When I take lulav, I haven't changed the halachic status of anything in this world. It's not a chalos. When I basar b'chalav, I haven't changed the halachic status of anything. I've done an action. From a purely halachic, not say halachic, but from a chalos standpoint, it's the equivalent of taking a walk in the park. There's no change on any object, person, or place. Or time. I can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah because basically I'm not taking a halachic process and delegating or manipulating. So what does it mean to make a shliach to write half a get? No, what does it mean to make a shliach to write a get? Ksivas aget doesn't have any halachic chalos, right? There's no chalos of ksivas aget. Ksivas haget is not a chalos, it's just preparing, right? There's no chalos to ksivas haget, it's just preparing a get, right? How can you even make a shliach for writing a get? So before we understand the Ramban, can you make a shliach for writing half a get? Let's ask a deeper question. What does it mean to make a shliach for writing? Can I make you a shliach to write a letter, an email? Can I make you a shliach to write a sefer Torah? No. There's no chalos. Can I ask you to write a Sefer Torah and I'll buy it from you? Maybe that's not true. The Sefer Torah. So this Ramban blows the top off of two important questions. A, it shifts the entire Baal Sofer relationship from one of, I need to be writing towards a already jump-started process of Gerushin for it to be Lishma, but I'm not your Shleach, I'm a Sofer that's orienting your get towards your Gerushin. You have to tell me you want to divorce your wife, right? He shifts. No, you're my shliach. I have to write the get, and you're my shliach to write because I just can't write. I'm too busy. Bad penmanship. A. B, the man says, and once he's my shliach, I can't make him a shliach. Stop in the middle and make him a shliach. We have to get. Why, the Ran says. Okay, so at this point, without five Gemaras and six Rishonim, it's just throwing ideas out in the air, and we'll get back to this Ramban. We'll get back to this Rabbeinu Ezra, Navi, Abachosu Megarish Bokus. Now we're, this is Main Street, Ohio. This is Washington Avenue. Lishma, Shliach, Baal, definition of the get. We're now no longer talking about peripheral issues. This is the core of understanding get and gerishin, and we're going to see all these things in different contexts. This is just a taster, get some exposure. Mark.
We want to remind that if the Baal wrote the get itself, would he be allowed to stop it and 1 week later pick it up and finish it?
That's, if he was Mevatel, was he Mevatel in the middle? Oh, right. For sure. No, for sure.
Then just because
yeah.
It wasn't done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. And if I'm not mistaken, it's still in some Machmorah. For sure.
I think, but even according to like Tosfos, or no?
Well, according to Tosfos, you can always stop and start in the middle. The only concern here was that you'll have different people in mind, which would totally wreck the get. So you can always stop and start. According to Rashi, you couldn't. According to Rashi, you'd stop the Lishma midstream, you'd break the get, or the partial get, retroactively. No.
Rabbeinu Ezra, no, he's not arguing the Ramban.
Different ways to read the Gemara. Right. But Rabbeinu Ezra Hanavi is a very big Chiddush, and I'm not sure that most people would say it. Excellent, Mark. Good point. What you made. Okay. What we're going to do for tomorrow is as follows. Okay, I feel very, very guilty on two fronts. First of all, I don't like having Gemaras that you skip. We're not here for a Swiss cheese, a little here, a little here. We're here to learn. Sechas Gittin. We're here to learn Torah. We're here to learn Shas. We choose, but to skip around is a bit of a infidelity and a bit of a cavalier. So, and I was a little bit guilty of that on the front end because I don't think I gave you the Gemara to read, so let's just open our Gemaras again and track what we did, okay? We saw the Mishnah on Pevav and Beis about the Gittin that got confused. We talked about Abeliezer. Yesterday we spoke about Tofes and Klal, collective Gittin. That was on Pei Zayin and Aleph. By accident, I forgot to ask you yesterday to read the Gemara, the Mishnah, Pei Zayinim and Aleph, to Pei Zayinim and Beis, which talks about people that sign in Hebrew, people that sign in Greek. The Greeks had a way to sign in which they wrote their father's name before their name. So if my name is Moshe Yitzchak ben Tzvi Dov, they would write Tzvi Dov ben Moshe Yitzchak, and that would mean, you know, the same thing. So it's a very, very strange get that's written with Jew signing and Greek signing, and we're not going to talk about any of the lambdas there at all. But being that we skipped it, I just want you to read that Mishnah. So start the Mishnah Pei Zayinim and Aleph to the Mishnah Pei Zayinim and Beis, the Gemara we read today. And then when you finish the Gemara we read today and yesterday, which is essentially the two dots on Peches, finish to the end of Peches and Aleph. So we want to have finished all the Gemara from Pei Vavim and Beis to Peches and Aleph by tomorrow. So next week we have a clean slate and we can start Pechesim and Beis, which has a lot of lambdos, and start that Mishnah. So basically today in the 2 hours, 2.5 hours that remain, just see the Gemara and Rashi. I'll give you some makaras. I'm going to talk about certain, tomorrow's just going to be, smorgasbord. Talk a little bit about this, a little bit about that, writing again in Hebrew, writing again in Greek. I'll give you some different machshava, which comes up in the Gemara about the Gullus of Yehoyachin and the Gullus of Tzidkiyah that comes up in the end of the Gemara. So I'll pick and choose different things to comment on. And by the end of Seder, in an hour or two, I'll give you a couple things to look up if you really want. But most of the lion's share of the work today is just going to be covering, make sure you don't have any holes from Pei Vavim and Beis to Pei Chesem and Aleph. Okay? Again, the case of the Jewish and Greek witnesses is very, very labyrinthine and very serpentine. Let's just take art school. Do a Yitzhak, a photostat art school for everyone. Just read through art school of the of what it's talking about. There's not that much major alumnus there. There's some interesting questions. If you want, there's a Maharit. Are you allowed to call a Jew a Greek? Is that an insult? You get punished for that. But that's not so much alumnus. I'll pick and choose a couple of alumnus points that come up. Okay? And Mitzvah Shem, again, tomorrow the schedule is, yeah, it's fun. We say, what do we say? 6:05 is davening. Now 6:05 is Machshava and Vatikin. Like what Vatikin means, the Masorah Vatikin. Nate's is 6:44 or something. I'll cheer right afterwards. Then you're free. It's just in my DNA, I can't. I remember again, not in any way, shape, or form, in anyone's wildest imagination, comparing myself to Rav Lichtenstein, but he's my Rebbe, and I feel bound to his moral example. During the Lebanon War, in the first Lebanon War in the mid 80s, when we were in Yeshiva, at a certain point, he would routinely fly into Lebanon to speak to the troops and to boost the morale. And he'd go on these day trips. The helicopter would land in Yeshiva, pick up Ravarn, and he'd take off to Lebanon and helicopter back. And there was no way he was missing Shir. No way. There wasn't even a thought that he would miss Shir. So he would get up and daven Vatikin, no breakfast, have Shir. I wasn't in the Shir then, but at a certain point, the whole Yeshiva decided to get up Vatikin because it wasn't fair that one Shir was getting up for Vatikin. So during the Lebanon War, routinely, the whole Yeshiva would get up Vatikin, daven, have Shir, and then learn as best as he can. So as best as you can, you want to try to maintain your Torah, and we'll do that tomorrow. Okay? And then you can sleep up. Get a nice schlaf from around 9 o'clock till as much as you want. Okay? Very good. Yes.
I think we already have
that. Oh, I gave you the. So just make sure you finish all the Gemara.